expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. Another episode of the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. We also welcome those here to Mike Live, and this is the day the Lord has made. We're rejoicing and we're glad in it. We got a very exciting show on today, and I started already earlier talking about rules of engagement, and now we're on, of course, www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And I'm so glad that God is doing what he said he will do. He's doing it right now. And so we give honor to all those who are kicking in. Hello, Brother Kevin Tucker. God bless you, man. A guy went to school 21. I think that's Kevin Tucker. And also Linda Shaylin, one of my spiritual daughters. And also my housekeeper, take care of my daughter. And so we've just been talking a little bit before I got here on rules of engagement. And it turned into rules of kingdom engagement. And I've been talking about how to express oneself in a righteous manner and how to disobey yet remain submissive, and those wise ways of leadership versus abusive leadership. And I want to read to you the Wikipedia explanation of the term rules of engagement. And I had to read it to you so you can really understand what it means when I communicate rules of engagement. And this is what it says, and I think it's real powerful. Rules of engagement, called ROE, are the internal rules or directives amongst military forces, including individuals, that define the circumstances, conditions, degree, and manner in which the use of force or actions which might be construed as provocative may be applied. They provide authorization for and or limits on, among other things, the use of force in the employment of certain specific capabilities. In some nations, ROF has the statute of guidance to military forces, while in other nations, ROF is lawful commands. Rules of engagement do not normally direct how a result is to be achieved, but will indicate what measures may be unacceptable. And I want to talk about this a little bit in about a half an hour, because we got a great man of God calling in today at 2:30, Brother Tornado. We're going to be pushing his album. I'm so looking forward to talking to him. And he's one of our regular guests. We want to be able to continue to push what he's doing. And the calling number at 2:30 is 973-925-4559. 973-925-4559. We also give honor to our studio leader, Brother Robbie. Amen. God is good, worthy to be praised, Brother Robbie. And so let's pray, and let me just share some things with you, rules of engagement. And many of you who are listening and watching me here on Mike Live, I try to deal with common sense principles when it comes to church leadership. I'm not a voice for everybody at times, because I always come from the perspective of Jesus Christ is the Lord. And there are some folks who are saying he's not Lord, he's not Christ, and so I don't want to say anything about the Bible. So sometimes I could be offensive to people, and that's okay. That comes with the territory as being a preacher. But I want to tell you this, if you didn't watch what I did earlier, it helps you to understand my program, and that's giving church leadership the tools and the equipment she or he needs so that we can communicate concepts quite wisely. Part of Michael Tornado, who's watching now, he's going to be calling in at 2:30. Part of the effectiveness of using even the rap music that Brother Michael Tornado used, he's able to communicate a concept in a professional level. And the music helps to communicate that point of view. God bless you, Will, a woman of God. And so I've learned that even when it comes to relationships, even marriages, even friendship, that you can be very abusive with your words and your actions and kill everything. We've learned that as you are married and live with someone, there are a few words that come up all the time. And those who are married understand this. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I didn't see that point of view. Let's try it again. Don't yell at me. You lower your voice. You know, these are words we use when it comes to what I call rules of engagement. So you can have the right information and say it wrong and destroy everything. Or you can have the right information and then use the wrong timing to talk about it. I've learned that sometimes you come home from work, the last thing a man want to hear is all the complaints. You know, when he first come in, he eats his dinner, He rests his feet, take a shower, lay back on the chair, and then his wife begins to tell him what the day has been like. See, timing is everything. When you deal with what I call the art of war, as President Chris will say, but also rules of engagement. Don't abuse the rules of engagement because it kills the message. You're trying to communicate a concept, but you're throwing rocks. No one will hear you. You're trying to communicate a concept, but you're abusive in what you're doing. You want to make sure that your message is clearly heard and that justice prevails if you stay constant and consistent on your game. Two things I've noticed about two great speakers we know about, Dr. King and also Louis Farrakhan. One, Louis Farrakhan uses the pulpit to communicate a message. Smooth, brother. You know what I'm saying? Always pray that he becomes an apostle for Christ Jesus. Always praying for that. But smooth, able to communicate his concept. Now, everybody don't receive it. You know, some folks call him a Jew hater. I don't think so. I just think he just communicates historical facts in such a way that the truth sometimes could be blinded. But he doesn't go around throwing rocks and bricks and cursing out people. He knows how to channel his words most proficiently, most effectively, and he's able to carry out his message so it's heard by the masses. Now, you'll find a few kooks in the crowd that will cause violence and make everything like it was a waste of time, but then you'll find the majority of the leadership wants nothing but the truth, so help you God. And so my teaching today is that the church leadership understands the rules of engagement and know how to communicate a disagreement in a proper fashion and a proper manner. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, and I'm going to quote a few of them, then we'll probably go back to David. What's the rules of engagement? If a brother or a sister offend you, go to that brother or sister one-on-one without nobody around and tell them that offense. You have won a brother or won a sister. Now, if they don't want to hear you, you go get another witness. If they don't hear you, go get a third witness. All right? After that, then tell it to the corporate body. So there's like two or three steps before it becomes public. Know what this is really called in the world understanding? Rules of engagement. Limitations in how you handle stuff, because sometimes some of us just love the gossip. We love to kill people's name. We like to assassinate people's character. We like to throw folks, you know, I've been saying this, under the bus, under the truck, under the car, and don't even know that the people you throw under the bus, under the car, under the truck, the same folk will drive back over you. You better make sure that you have eyewitness account. You got the evidence to point your finger at someone and accuse them of a crime, and they have not been to court, and you don't know all the pieces. And this is something that we point at other people, but a lot of us would not like it when someone accuses us of something. We wasn't there. We couldn't defend our name. We don't know what you're saying about us, but they just going off on you. And this is why sometimes be careful of the leadership you follow or the crowd you get involved in. You be very careful. Watch it. Because when they start saying stuff and you count it with the crowd, they're going to look and say, you did not use wisdom. Hello, Yesheri. God bless you, Farah. God bless you, woman. God miss you so much. Hello, Tandra Cleaves. And as you get older in life, you soon learn it's less about emotionalism, more about the facts and the truth, and let that thing unfold and let that thing come out. But here the thing is, and I said this earlier, but I want to repeat it on the Mike Radio Show here. You can win a fight and lose the war. And I've seen couples win an argument, Brother Robbie. I've seen people win an argument, but then the marriage fell apart. All right, so you won the fight, but now your wife don't want you. You won the fight, but your husband don't want you no more. All right, so I told that B off. I told that. All right, so you told the B off. Now the B done left. The B don't want to come back no more. All right, so you can take the truth and drive it in the ground to a point that it wasn't delivered in a wise fashion, and now no one wants to hear you or listen to you. And I see this happen a lot of people all the time, because at the end of the day, you want to be very influential to win people over, win people to your side, to keep a constant eye on justice, so that people are treated just. And when there's abuse of that power, then call it on the carpet. As long as you got the evidence, the facts, and all the pieces turned in. I really appreciate people who are silent until the time to speak. I really do. No matter how people try to stir folks up emotionally, I like it when I got all the pieces to the puzzle. And I'm praying for the leadership of our city. I'm praying for the leadership of the NAACP, to Dr. Clayton, who I call him, man of God, pray for him all the time, that his leadership will be covered by the blood of Jesus. May God give him wisdom. To our mayor, to our police director, police chief, to the police officers, and also to the families that lost loved ones to violence and even the abusive side of law enforcement, if it's the truth and if it can be pointed out. And so I think that we have to stay consistent and stay constant on the issue, but keep the focus. Keep the focus, Wendy. God bless you, woman of God. Keep the focus. Don't get off to the left and right. Don't get off with calling all white folks this and all black folks this and this is that and this is that. Now you start getting to assumptions. You get to your own perception. Stick with the facts. Stick with the truth. What happened? And the focus should be, let's find out all the truth while we encourage the families that lost loved ones and pray that God brings justice and hold people accountable and do it professionally. Not tit for tat. Not arguing over issues not important. You know, it's funny. I got an inbox from someone that says, and these are the words I got. When my family member got lost to violence due to law enforcement, we didn't get this much support. Where were all these people that marched for this thing didn't march for hours? See, now we're off on who supports more than the other. So now we're basing support based on bodies that show up at City Hall or show up at a big rally. That's not truly support. You're bringing attention to an issue. There's different levels of support. So I had to tell this person, listen, brother or sister, just because a whole lot of folk didn't show up for your child being killed or murdered doesn't mean the community didn't care. All right, this one just happened to be the latest hot topic right now. What's going to happen is those who stay committed over the long haul that create partnerships with people at the table that are wise, you're going to begin to see that's where real change comes over a period of time. It happens through policy. It happens through connection. It happens through putting pressure on the policymakers. What are the ramifications of the rules of engagement? Was there an abuse of authority? I'm looking at things that happened in law enforcement that could have been abusive, looking at things that happened in terms of hospital management. There's so many things that play a role in a lot of stuff, and we can't get into name calling and calling folk out when we don't have all the facts. Sometimes it's good to be quiet and wait. Comfort the family, pray, hire some lawyers, keep an eye on, and stay consistent. March, protest with a level of proficiency. Don't turn to violence. Don't throw rocks. Don't call all white folks white-eyed, red-eyed devils. Don't call all black folks the N-word. Don't start throwing everybody under the bus because you're mad and you're upset and you start cursing everybody out. That's not the way you are to operate. President CVJ gave me a word today. She says it's called The Art of War, which is a book. This is a great book that's supposed to be some type of Roman leader that was great, quite successful in his conquest, because there's a way to fight. And let me tell you something, man. There's a way to have a fight with your wife versus having a fight with your boy at the bar. They're not the same. The rules change, baby. And you have a fight with your wife or fight with your husband, man. That, y'all plan on sleeping in the bed that same night. And if you said some words that was kind of hot, and the situation might be over. You might have won the war, but you shut down some other doors. And y'all will get this later, those who are mature enough to hear what I'm talking about. So it's so important to understand that you don't get into a situation just to prove your point. Help me out, Pastor Sharon. We don't get into this, Wendy, where we just trying to prove I'm right, you're wrong. You know, I'm number one, you number two. Sound like Ralph Cram, I'm the boss. You know, you the boss, but losing your marriage. That's not the way it works. There is a skillful way to communicate a concept to win the war. Totally different. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, I got to hurry up because I got my brother after a commercial break, too. We got 2 minutes for the commercial break, then we're going to have a brother Tornado jump in here. In 1 Samuel 17, when David comes out to fight Goliath, the Bible says that David approached him. And it says, if you look at the words here in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and it says this. 1 Samuel 17 at the end of the chapter, and I like how it says after he took the 5 stones and David came out to approach him, the Bible says that in verse 40 he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and a sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Now, I'm going to just stop there. He doesn't run behind the Philistine. He doesn't come out there throwing rocks at the Philistine. He first engages it. He's operating in rules of engagement. He faces the giant. Here's the rule of the game. You pick out one letter. You pick out one leader. I pick out another leader, and we face each other face to face. Hey, we're going to take our commercial break. We're going to come back to the Might Live show. And when we come back, we'll be talking to none other than Brother Tornado. Let's take a break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDV DGVRadio.com.
All right, here we are. We're back to the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And we got a very special person calling in a few minutes, Brother Tornado. And the caller number is 973-925-4559. Waiting for him to call in. We're going to begin to interview him and hope talk about his album that's coming out. And, of course, this brother communicates his message with his voice. He uses his style of rap to communicate a message. And that's one of the ways to communicate your pain, to communicate success, communicate learning concepts. And I appreciate someone who uses wise manners to communicate. And so we're waiting for Brother Tornado to call in. Hello, Glenn Phillips. God bless you, man of God. And Nikki, one of the wisest women I've ever met in my life. And Nikki, hope you stay tuned to us here. And we're waiting for Brother Tornado to call in. I think this is him calling now. Hope it is. And then we're just going to see, can we get all stuff connected here. Glory be to God. And those of you watching me, please go to the Cash App and sow a seed. Your support helps us stay on the air. It helps to communicate this message across the global world. As you know, this is my radio station. We're on every single Saturday. All right, call it. Tornado, call back again, man. We got disconnected. Keep calling till you get through. 973-925-4559. God bless you, Scotty. Glory be to God. And I've been talking about rules of engagement, the art of war, how to communicate your pain. Sister Nikki, who is a tremendous wise woman, she has communicated the pain of sometimes young men in special need. They can do just like everybody else do. We give them a chance and get them the help that they need. And Nikki has brought attention to an issue without throwing rocks and throwing metal through buildings. And that's the type of engagement that we want to try to cultivate amongst church leadership. We're having trouble connecting, so just keep trying to call. All right, call again. Is your Brother Tornado? All right, try it again, Tornado, 973-925-4559. We have a little trouble here, 973-925-4559. Wait for Brother Tornado to call in. In the meantime, I continue to talk about the wisdom we need to engage war wisely. Three P's I mentioned today, let me repeat them. Perception, perceptive, and perceive. Perception is what you come up with, which might not be correct. Perceptive means you got the accurate way of looking at it, which they call that a skillful person. And perceive means you're trying to get the right function. You're trying to get the right story. And sometimes because we don't perceive well, we don't have the wrong perception, and we don't finally reach the point of being perceptive. I pray that the body of Christ is able to gather information and always be quite perceptive in our way of looking at things, and don't react but respond, and don't speak just from the emotional man, but speak from the word of truth and the word of God. I like wiseful prayer for people. Brother Tornado, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Baltimore's own Tornado 418. How you doing, Pastor McDuffie?
Good, man. God is good and worthy to be praised. We're so excited, man. We heard, yes, Brother Robbie is our engineer here. He's excited to hear from you, man. And so we're just so glad that we're going to begin to push what you're doing right now. We're here to update. I know you know what's been going on in Patterson, man. I know I've been talking about rules of engagement. I've been talking about how you communicate your pain through your music, and that's a great way to channel. And give us an update, Brother Tornado. What's going on? Let's hear the exciting project coming up, and what's the latest? And I'm so glad to have you on the air.
First of all, thank you for having me, Pastor and Bull. Thank you so much. Shout out to Team 418, Chicano Records. Thank you all so much. I'm honored to be on this station right now. I wish I could be there in person.
It'll come.
Pretty much what's going on is I'm basically, now that I've been let off the leash again, I feel for any city that, you know, that wants tornado, that they need to be on look. You see some dark clouds, no tornado about to touch down.
All right now. I like that.
And I ain't coming to destroy no cities. I'm coming to either change some hearts or bring you closer to Christ, man. That's what I'm trying to do.
Jesus.
You know, so that's pretty much what's going on. Like I said, I got my kickoff to my comeback concert called I'm Covered, the tour.
Wow.
That's coming up next Sunday.
Okay.
And it's going to be at Restoration Temple, so I'm really excited about that. I'll get more into that in a little bit.
Okay. My God. So what's this latest album? What's the latest album? Give us the name of the album. They want to hear a little bit of your tune too, man. Some folks, I want to hear a little bit of it. We didn't get to load his music up on this show, but hopefully on this Tuesday night show, I'll load up your music. But President CVJ speaks highly of you, and anyone that Crystal recommends, I stop the show and let Crystal have a way, because she's just such a blessing to Reverend McDuffie. But Tornado, tell us about your new project.
My new project is called Covered Michael's Journey. It came out about almost a year or so ago prior to my accident. And it has singles on there like Fire and Protected by Christ and Get Up. And I'm sure we heard a couple of those last time I was on the radio.
Yeah.
And pretty much it's available everywhere. You know, you just type in Tornado 14, that's Tornado 4 with the colon 18, and type in Mike Covered Michael's Journey, and pretty much it's available everywhere on streaming sites.
Wow. President CBJ could post that on my page, on my Mike Live, and I'm also on www.mikebroadcastddv.com. I want you to repeat that address again. Be very slow because your voice seemed to be fading when you was talking. So do it real slow. So those of you who are watching here on Mike Live, and also those that will watch the show later when it go off the air, they're watching in repeat form, they'll be able to download the address.
You can simply type in on any social media. You can type in on Google, whatever. Tornado 4 and with the colon 18 and Covered Michael's Journey. It's available on all music streaming sites. You can just purchase the album Covered Michael's Journey. And like I said, it features singles like Protected by Christ and Get Up and Fire. Also other singles like Child of Mine. And it's a collection of a lot of songs. I mean, I'm sure everybody would love at least one of them. And it'd really be a blessing if everybody can, you know, sew in, and you know, and that'd be a blessing.
Brew, we need to support this brother Tornado, and I'm pretty sure that President CBJ will post all your stuff. And now, for those who are listening for the first time or watching for the first time, brother Tornado, could you share a 3-minute testimony of your car accident? And we're blessed by listening today and watching Pastor Melina Eason. My younger brother Derek McDuffie is here. Glory be to God. Watching Roberta Scotty is here, also watching, listening, and Nikki is also watching, listening. This is great. And Krista's already posting your information to get Tornado 4 /18 Project Covered Michael's Journey. Go to, of course, https /store.cdbaby.com/cd/tornado4182. Am I correct? 4182. Just give us a quick testimony about this car accident, because y'all don't understand how this brother survived a deathly situation. Go ahead, brother.
Next Sunday will actually mark the 1-year anniversary.
Wow.
It's January 20th. It was 2018. I was at work. I do a truck delivery driver outside of my ministry of Christian hip hop. As I was unloading the back of my truck, a car not paying attention hit me from behind.
Oh.
And the car went up under the truck, and I was pinned between the truck and the car. And I ended up being rushed to the hospital. I almost died at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
December the 7th, I've had my 14th surgery.
14th surgery, y'all.
14th surgery.
Uh-huh.
I kind of want to kill my doctor right now because he has me set on aggressive physical therapy.
Wow.
But I pretty much praise God because, you know, I'd rather be doing physical therapy than not be on this earth living, being able to fulfill whatever it is God has for me to fulfill.
Wow.
So pretty much I've been on a roller coaster ride all this year. 2018 has been a roller coaster ride. And actually, most people do not know, and this is my second time repeating this, I was actually in a second car accident on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
I was hit by a drunk driver. This time I was in my personal car, and he ended up totaling my car, and I had to be ambulanced to the hospital. Praise God that he did not re-injure my left leg, which is because
my God,
he didn't do enough damage to where I had to start over in physical therapy. But by the grace of God, you know, even with me having my kickoff concert next week, you know, I'm able to move around a little bit around and be able to still move like I want to, but at least somewhat.
I got you. Wow, boy, that devil trying to kill you, man. You must have a message, and this message, man, is supposed to change the world. And I love the name Tornado. How'd you come with the name Tornado? Where did that come from?
Back in the day. I wanted to be, I feel so old, but I didn't know who I was or what I was trying to do exactly, because I wasn't even a Christian hip hop artist then. But at the time, I was on so much medication back then that I'm going to try to remember exactly why I came up with the name Tornado. And for those that do not know, the reason I say I was on so much medication, and that's another part of my testimony, I was diagnosed at an early age with ADHD, bipolar depression, and stuff like that. So I was in and out of mental hospital since the age of 16, only up until 18.
Wow.
And of course, they, you know, would shove you any medication, no matter if they felt like something wrong with you or not. They just give you whatever. It was very cool. But I guess the name Tornado came about when I did start rapping. I wanted to be whatever the most destructive force in the world could possibly be.
Wow.
And at the time, I noticed that, you know, people can recover from hurricanes, you know, once the water drains. People can recover from mudslides. People can recover from earthquakes, sort of. But if a Category F5 tornado hits, you got to start from scratch.
Yes.
And,
my God. Yes,
and there's no, you know, there's no coming back from that, you know. So I pretty much was like, that's the most powerful thing possible, and that's exactly what I wanted to be. Of course, when I later came to Christ, I ended up wanting to be the most destructive force possible, would be at a place that I'm coming in and I'm breaking your heart and making you feel more like Christ.
Jesus. Powerful thing, man. Powerful thing. And this is a brother that we need to support. I'm trying to tell people who are watching and listening here, watching Mike Live and also on the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastdv.com, that you have to make up in your mind that you're going to do something positive, and you're able to communicate your pain and able to use a vehicle to communicate your message. Have you found out that using the hip hop methodology of communicating is sometimes more effective than just talking? You know,
one thing I try to tell people is, and I don't throw shade at nobody, I try to tell people, you know, us as Christian hip hop artists, we look down on even the most traditional church. So I'm honored, like, this next Sunday we'll be at a church that they're actually turning their Sunday service and allowing our concert to mix in with it.
Wow.
And I'm very honored by that. And it's like, I tell people, you know, you say us as young people, you want us to do things positive. You want us to succeed, but you won't give us the help to do it.
My God.
And it's not that we're trying to come out and ask for money or nothing like this. We just need to know that you really support us. You know, it's one thing to say it out your mouth, but it's another thing. I told my mom this a long time ago. I said, you know, it's one thing to say out your mouth that you support me, but it's another thing to go do a show and see your face.
My God.
You know what I mean? It's like, if you can't, you know, preachers got it easy. I'm not going to say it. I know preachers don't have it easy, but they got it easy because they always in front of a packed house at most times. You know, people are going to listen to what they got to say because they're preachers, they're messengers. But when it comes to hip hop artists, it's like, we just look down on like we're plagued. And it's like, I can't stand it, because it's like, if you actually sat down, listen to the words that we're saying, you will understand that we're just trying to do the same thing the preacher's doing. We just have a beat behind us.
My God. I tell you, I met this brother in person. He got a great heart. I love his humility, but he can rap. He can go. And so we waiting for you to kick something for us, man. Give us a little acapella, man. You got a little something for us? Because my brother Robbie, the engineer, here, something. You want to give us a little bit of something, and then we want people to go and support your album, man. We don't have to wait until the show. I mean, we just posted where they can get more information, or Tornado. And many of you watching, and I think your CD costs, what, $10, $15? What does it cost right now?
$10,
y'all. Come on, support the brother. It'd be nice if some of you just went out and just did it, just because you're watching my radio show. We just supporting the brother because I want him to really go high and go large. You know, I give a shout out to Reverend Marcus, his rap ministry, and we used to have a group called the Curse Squad, Keep It Real Soldier, with Minister Benjamin as leader. And I'm just so encouraged of just the hip hop and the rap that's in the positive direction, and got some real funk to it too. I don't like no corny Christian rap music either, though. But give us a little something. I don't care what you got. Kick something.
I will give you guys something from the album. I got a message from my team of the Crystal again, telling me to do something from another song. And I'm gonna go off of her request. And this song is simply from my song "Child of Mine," which I wrote in dedication to my son.
Beautiful.
And I tell people all the time, you know, when I wrote that song, I had Tupac Dear Mom in my mind. And, you know, Tupac wrote it from a son to a mother, but you rarely hear a song come from a father to a son.
Wow.
So So this is a verse from a child of mine.
Okay.
I write so many songs.
That's all right.
Just in case you ever ask what is wrong, Daddy, I just want you to know, I want you to grow and be better than me. I did some things trying to grind and provide. Lord knows what I see when I look in your eyes. My heart is hurting. Look, I had to know it wasn't planned. I was drunk. Don't mistake this because I am actually glad. You were made because it turned me all the way around. I'm standing proud to claim you as my child. Don't let this put you down. My son, I love you and I'll never quit. I'll admit, those words don't even seem legit. That's just it. Some men just don't have the guts to speak up, but I'ma give it to you straight, my child, no matter what. Please don't give up. Keep your faith in God, cause he's the only way up. And when times get rough, he is the one you can trust. I just pray you get this in time before I run out of time. This is my song to you, my child of mine.
He's sweet. He's sweet. That's nice. Hey, what a song. What a song. Talk about taking care of them kids, man. Being in your son or your daughter's life. That's a powerful concept. Very, very powerful message, man. Wow. When you come up with that, when did that song come up? When did you create that one?
I honestly don't even remember.
Oh my God.
I have a weird writing tendency, so I'll be sitting there writing some and then nothing around and come back to it a week or so later and write it. All I know is that it ended up on a project, so I guess I wrote it somewhere doing to write another project.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, this is Tornado, and this brother is sharing his gift to the world. Hello, Minister Jamie, my wife, love you. Hello, Keisha, God bless you. Keisha, Tony McCray, God bless you. This is a man of God who's using his gift and his talent to communicate his concept and communicate his thoughts. And prayerfully, that we'll learn that there are ways to communicate our feelings, our disagreements in such a positive fashion. And this is why I like hip hop. I like jazz. I like gospel music. I like positive forms where pain and discussion can be communicated. So there's a type of dual conversation. And one of the things that sometimes I think, not all tradition, but to Team 418, God bless you, Team 418, it works along with my good brother, Michael Tornado. I'm looking more and more in creating forums where people can talk and communicate at a high professional level, that we don't have to be at each other's throat throwing rocks and bricks and cursing each other out. And also house music. Yes, house music. I like that. That's right. House music. My engineer, house music. And so I don't believe in the one way of communicating truth. I don't think all truth is communicated just through gospel singing. And I know some folks feel all gospel is Christ. If it's not gospel, was all the devil. I don't believe that, because music was made by God. As long as it carries a positive thing to it, I don't know how many married couples be making love to Jesus wept at the cross. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you make it love, you might make love to Luther or something. I don't understand these church folk who make everything so sometimes so rigid. So I like the idea that we choose hip hop or rap or jazz or house music. I think the one that's the most creative to communicate a concept and get the catchy beat to it, and the kids catch on to it and the adults catch on to it, then you create what I call a tornado. What do you think about that, brother?
I was actually, while you was talking, I'm sitting here thinking about what you're talking about, how the church acts towards people. Again, on my project covered Michael's journey, there's a song titled Only God Can Judge Me.
Mm.
And I'm literally, I'm going to just give you the first verse. I noticed the second. Let me give
Get
you
it.
The first verse.
Get it.
Because it I'm going to let it speak for itself.
Please.
It's a more slower song. The faster, more crazier stuff. I can't do it off the top of my head. I'm a big guy right now. Okay. But anyway.
it's all right.
Here we go. It says, Lord, I'm reaching out, calling for help. Please strip me yourself. I'm dealing with some problems. No one else can come and help. I realized I was stuck in my way and wasn't paying attention to nothing you had to say. And I really wish I never lost my virginity, because ever since I've been stuck with the sin in me, and that caused me to make some bad decisions. Father, I really hope and pray that I'm forgiven. I'm losing my religion because all of it is scripted. So worry about the feigning, others worry about commitment. I'm tired of all the switching. They'd rather put you down when they're supposed to help you build and heal, man. That's real. These streets are getting vicious. It's like a jungle never ending. Some rather to see us all dead than to see us living. But I doubt you pay attention, because society's got you twisted and you can't rip through the lines like a musician. Only God.
Oh, wow. You know, that is some gift. You remind me of a brother named Minister Benjamin and Lachey and Haas and a Sister Crystal and a Reverend Marcus. I think if anyone can take a beat and add words to it and communicate a concept, I just think it's a great gift, man. I just think it's awesome, and I think the force of Tornado is just beginning. And I just wanted to do a closing prayer because we're coming to the end of our show. But I just want to tell you, I want to encourage you, and hopefully even on this Tuesday you pop back on and we play a couple of your songs this Tuesday, my Tuesday show. But I want to continue to push this album, and let's come out and let's support Brother Tornado, Michael Tornado, anointed man of God. I got a life and death testimony, not just one car accident, even in two in the last year. And the last one, God protected his leg from the last one. That's crazy, man. But we want to pray. We want to pray God's blessing on you and many of you who are watching me. If you got a $10 offering and you want to set it aside in the Cash App, I'll make sure Crystal gets the money. And we'll, if that's easy for some of you, can do a Cash App and say it's for Tornado's album. I'll make sure Crystal get it. And Crystal, make sure that Tornado get it. And that's another way you're doing it in case you find it's too difficult to find Tornado stuff. You got my Cash App.
And I'll even take it a step further. If you guys want to see Tornado up in New Jersey, all you got to do, I don't care if there's one church that collaborated with many. My tour right now, we're looking to go to other places and share these gifts to not only myself, but the many others who are on this tour, and bring it to you. And all you got to do, again, is connect with Crystal. She'll connect with my label. We'll be more than happy to come up to New Jersey, and you can get your CD in person. You can even meet not only myself, but you'll get a chance to take pictures and talk.
Wow.
So don't hesitate.
We're gonna make this happen, and President Crystal, of course, she's gonna lead us in this, and we're gonna bring you definitely back to the Patterson area and do something. I don't care if it's 10, 20, 30, I don't care. I just get in the area. We'll figure everything else out. And so we want to pray for you today. Lord God, we thank you for Brother Tornado. Lord God, continue to let that force of Tornado roll around and up through this brother. Lord God, moisture him. Lord God, give him the force to continue to go forward, because when the tornado comes from the righteous side, it uproots trees of evil. It decapitates Goliath. It knocks out pharaohs and gets rid of Haraz. It brings down Jezebels. It overthrow King Ahab. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing upon this brother, Michael Tornado, Lord God, let it go forward. And Lord God, bring the increase from album sold. Engagements open up. Thank you for the right people connecting to encourage Brother Tornado. And Lord God, continue to give him the efficient way to communicate concepts without using violence and stones and bricks and cursing folk out. Allow him to use his voice to communicate kingdom of advancement. Bless him and meet every single need. And those watching, let them come and support him. And so we support him just because he's a positive brother and doing great things. We claim that in Jesus' name. Amen. Michael Tornado.
Amen.
I love you, man.
So much. Thank you for having me.
We're on our way.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
See you next time.
God bless.
Good luck.
Hey, listen, we got to begin to close. We thank God for what God did today. I want to just say a quick prayer for the Laurie family. The family that lost the young brother to a situation. We're still waiting for all the facts and truth come out. But I want to pray today, may the Holy Ghost bring forth the truth in all manners. May nothing stay hidden but be uncovered. And may we have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to wait for all the pieces to come together. Lord God, help us not to assume, but stay on our game, claim righteousness. And thank you, Lord God, for justice. Now, Lord God, fix it so that you would speak and be well in what you say. We pray for everyone involved. We thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, don't forget tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., we have our service. Inbox me for the address. I got to go. Thank you for listening and watching to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Got to go, Reverend McDuffie. Love you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 1-800-871-DR-ALEX@TriStateHealthAndWellness. A premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.